Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Money Monday. What's going on, everybody? 917-889-3926. Jump on it right now. Yep. Again, jump on it. 917-889-3926. You are inside Money Monday. Are you prepared for your big opportunity? What's going on, everybody? I am your hip-hop informant, that dude, T.M. Hyman. Welcome to the show. You're inside T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Again, Money Monday. If your big opportunity came today, would you be ready? This is an extension from last night's conversation, so I guess it's a part two. Are you prepared for your big opportunity? If your big chance came today, would you be ready? That's our conversation tonight. 917-889-3926. We really want to talk to you. Hit us up. Let us know what's going on. This is Showtime. He was a 106 and Park winner. I think this joint is called Showtime. It's a throwback. Hey, jump on it inside Money Monday. We'll be right back.
Gino, I'm about to blow,
about to blow.
Hey, this here is truly unique. You got a mood of the beat, you can't stay glued to your seat. Hey, this here is truly unique. You got a mood of the beat, you can't stay glued to your seat.
Gino,
I'm about to blow,
It's show T on the beat.
Here I go.
I'm getting dough.
And that's for sure.
It's going down like you never seen before.
You mean to tell me?
Gino.
I'm about to blow.
It's show T on the beat.
Here I go.
I'm getting dough.
And that's for sure.
It's going down like you never seen before.
Hey. It's show T from the V. Yes, you bumping me. And Drumline ENT, that's my company.
Here I go, you know that I don't waste time. Cause when my song come on, you hear the bass line.
Gino,
you should've heard it through the grapevine. Got one thing on my mind to make my state shine. These phony rappers out here lying with their fake rhymes. If I wrote raps about my crimes, I do state time. If these labels don't throw me deals, I'ma take mine. So every chance I get, I try to spit a great line. When the DJs get my single, they gon' break mine. So all my hustlers on the low, on the straight grind. This shit gon' bump in your whip. Hit the ABC store, go get something to sip. They open every day now, what they been done in the South. And these dudes is always tipsy, don't be running your mouth.
Gino,
I'm about to blow.
It's show T on the beat.
Here I go.
I'm getting dough.
And that's for sure.
It's going down like you never seen before.
You mean to tell me?
Gino.
I'm about to blow.
It's show T on the beat.
Here I go.
I'm getting dough.
And that's for sure.
It's going down like you never seen before.
Hey. 2007 ticking over, man. You should know. We got the beats, the rhymes, the artists, and the studio. These other rappers think they hot, need to cool it, yo. They living in the gangster's paradise like Coolio. Truly, though, we in the game trying to make it happen. For all the dollars that said we couldn't make it rapping. Thought we'd be up in jail from trying to make it trapping. I'm killing them with this crap music, my paper sacking. My money tall, your money small, you don't want a ball. Even though you don't see it, I got a gun and all. If you ain't talking money, don't come at all. Most dudes can't talk, ain't got none at all. My ring from the jewelers, yours from the mall. These local cats need a hit, who they gonna call? Album in the store, player, we done it all.
drum line.
You see soprano black on the wall.
You ain't know,
you ain't know.
I'm about to blow,
I'm about to blow.
It's your teeth on the V.
Here I go,
here I go.
I'm getting dope,
I'm getting dope.
And that's for sure,
and that's for sure.
It's going down like you never seen before.
You mean to tell me?
You ain't know,
you ain't know.
I'm about to blow,
I'm about to blow.
It's your teeth on the V.
Here I go,
here I go.
I'm getting dope,
I'm getting dope.
And that's for sure,
and that's for sure.
It's going down like you never seen before.
You, TMI Radio Live, Money Monday. We're talking about opportunity.
Yep.
What's going on, world? What's up, Mr. Hyman?
Everybody, I am good all the way live from wherever she is in the world. Is CeeLo, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for that rebound there.
No problem. Always on point, sir. You know, I work well under pressure and off the cuff.
Hey, and me and you know, Mr. Mute, you know, we've just been going around and around here lately. But I think we're going to get it together. Hey, opportunity. If your big opportunity or chance came today, would you be prepared? That's the discussion tonight, an extension from last night. What is opportunity? An appropriate or favorable time or occasion, a situation or condition that's favorable for the attainment of a goal, you know, a good position, a chance, a prospect, as for advancement or success, opportunity. That's what we're talking about tonight inside Money Monday.
Yeah, I think I just proved, see, that was a prime example of opportunity.
And opportunity to always demonstrate that you're on point.
You know, so high five to everyone involved.
Ow! Ow. High five.
Yeah.
Hey, inside of tonight's show, you will hear probably more music than you've heard in a while. We really just going to chill out tonight. It is a Money Monday. Next week, we're going to round out our building wealth and beating debt segment. We've kind of taken a backseat to that last couple of weeks. But we're going to round that out next week with a special guest. But tonight, again, you know, if your opportunity came, would you be prepared for it? We just want to kind of keep it basic, right? Talk about plans. You know, what needs to be in a plan? If you were to go to a bank and present your big idea, would the bank get it? Are you familiar with the processes and the procedures and the documents that an application requires? If you wanted to expand your business and start doing business as a supplier or a manufacturer based on your product or service, let's say, you know, you have designed, you know, some shorts or a shirt or, you know, women, blouse or some pants or, you know, a skirt, and you want to sell it to Walmart. You want to distribute within Walmart. Do you know what that process is like? Do you know how? Do you people to get in contact with? You got to think big. You got to think big and you got to aim high. And inside Money Monday, that's what we want to talk about tonight. Not just you being prepared for the opportunity, but what opportunity really, really is. And at the end of the day, I say aim as high as you can, because if you aim real high, you're going to land somewhere, you know, they say somewhere in the stars, and that's further than you are right now. I say believe, achieve, and maximize the opportunity. Inside Money Monday.
Pockets fat like butter injection. Bitches playing frizzy with a water fizzy with a rubber band on that bitch in the VI section. I'm so you might as well dance a bit. Billy sponsor me with this bag of rent. You package the day lacking it. No wonder why them haters on that back with soup. You got it, girl. Some reason when you and I together. Don't bite it, girl. Go flying it, girl. I swear to God, you can be the spokesperson for Bobby's world. Yo, just right on life, she ready. Drop it down low to a knee, she begging. Pick it up slow, sweat, sweat, sub, go. With your son, I think around like right to the winning. I'm down.
Might as well move it.
Yeah.
girl work that booty me. And now she down on all fours, she making it clear for me. Now she turn around the world. Thinking this was a trick or something, the way gonna pull back with the rack on her. Ain't tricking if you got it. I'ma throw this money. Make it rain so hard, cause they can love it grow like it did in New Orleans. Gotta spend so much money in this club. By the time I leave this club, I'ma know this club.
Can't tell me nothing. Them haters can't tell you nothing. Them haters can't tell you nothing.
WHAC Team Hama Radio Live. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's 10:16 here in Tampa, Florida. It's 10:16 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's 7:17 now out in San Francisco. Thanks for rocking with us. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Your hip-hop performer hanging out with CeeLo live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Tonight's topic, Inside Money Monday. Are you prepared for your big opportunity? CeeLo, always prepared.
Yeah. Well, I try to be. I'm, you know, on my toes mentally anyway. Yeah. Got to do it.
Right. When I think of opportunity first, I think of employment. With 15% unemployment in the country, a lot of people aren't feeling as if there's opportunity.
Right.
I'm not sure what the unemployment rate is in Charlotte, but it's pretty steep here in Florida.
It's like
I think it's
down to 10%.
It's pretty bad. I'm not sure what it is here in Florida, but the last I heard, it was leading the country. And I'm not sure that's something to lead the country with.
I mean, the thing is that if what is it? What's the percentage for the United States?
15%.
Okay. So the thing to me is, all right, so where did they get that from? Because, I mean, like now I only know about, like, Virginia and North Carolina. Oh, and
South Carolina. That's government statistics. What do you mean where they get it from?
No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, I know where it comes from, but I'm talking about, like, for instance, if, I mean, I know that's an average. I understand that. But my thing is, like, for instance, if it's dropped down from 11% in Charlotte, right? In South Carolina, it dropped down to 9%. No, Daddy, he's not trying to front me. Excuse me. Oh, goodness. Yes, so the unemployment rate in Virginia has also dropped to 10%. So it's like, how do we combat that? Like, how much of a role can the government play to change that? Because
I don't think it's all the government's responsibility.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But that's what the politicians are running their campaigns off of. Sure or not? Because you know they're we'll change the laws to do this. They're one person. They're one percentage.
I'm not even thinking politicians or government when I think of opportunity. I know we're talking about unemployment, and that has a lot to do with the government, but that has more so to do with, business. You know, it's businesses that create jobs, not necessarily the government. It's small
right,
business.
But that's where most of the money comes. I mean, that's where some of the money comes from when they're applying for business loans. It is all relative.
The government?
Yeah. I mean, like, okay.
The money comes from the government for business loans? I think a portion of funds come from the government now that the government has pretty much bailed the banks out. But, I mean, I don't want to get into a debate over it. I think it's a portion of it. I don't think the government has anything, the government has little bit to do with opportunity. I think opportunity starts in your mind. I mean, we can blame the government, we can point fingers all day long, but at the end of the day, if you don't want to do better, to hell with the government, to hell with anybody else. It starts with you and your mind.
Right.
I think that has 75% to do with it. You know, the government, to me, is a small portion of opportunity. Anyone who seeks opportunity truly is going to require it, whether the government, is involved or not. I'm not looking for the government to do anything for me. But at the end of the day, if the government has something for me that can benefit me, I'd like to get it. I'm not looking for the government to do anything for me. And I think when it comes to business, I think in this day and time, the government is funding very few businesses.
Okay.
I think a lot of businesses are coming, are starting up through private funding and, you know, investors. And, you know, I can tell you this, the government didn't give me any money to start my business.
Well, I mean, okay. But that's your point of view. I mean, and your point of view isn't the...
Did the government give you any money to start your business?
No, they didn't give me because I didn't apply for it.
Okay, and I have many friends with businesses, and I don't think, you know, any of their businesses were started with government funds either. So I'm just saying, I mean, the people I know, you know, that have businesses, you know, the government had very little to do with it. That's all I'm saying. But share. I mean, if you make statements and then you get quiet.
I just said, oh, no, I said, okay. No, okay. You're right.
But, I mean, no, I don't want to be right. I just want to have a, you know, a balanced conversation. I mean, because if we're going to say that the government, you know, funds businesses, I'd like at least to talk to somebody or be able to refer to a business that at least we know of that the government funded. I can't think of one.
Me.
917-889-3926 if you can think of one.
I can't.
Or if you can share a business that you know of that was funded by the government. Really, we're talking about opportunity, and we started off to bring it back talking about unemployment in the country.
Contracting businesses, a lot of contracting businesses are funded by the government. I mean, a lot of the scientific programs are funded by the government. NASA is funded by the government. You know,
we're talking about businesses, though. Businesses.
Chicago, so NASA isn't a business? Are you serious?
CeeLo, I'm talking about privately held businesses started by people for the people. We're talking about people tonight. We're not talking about government agencies and elements like that.
These businesses that NASA started with a gang of people, everything that's in play right now, that's in a major position, was started by one or two people. So we are talking about people.
It's a
we're not
government
talking about the exact
entity.
Right now.
It's
but if
a
we're gonna,
government
I mean,
entity. That's not what I'm talking about. We're not talking about government. That's not what we're talking about. I hear what you're saying, and again, it's not a debate. What you're saying is fact. I'm not talking about. We're not talking about government.
See, this is why I said okay in the first place. Okay.
Okay. you're right. How about that? You're right. Government is all business. Government funds all of the businesses. You're right.
I'm not
we'll be
saying
back to somebody.
Single business. But,
you
we'll
know,
don't wanna be a player. Until I'm up in the casket, yo. Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see, I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night lights, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim. She my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey. They think they living the fast life until they race me. Yeah, in the city, so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on. The closest feeling to heaven is real. Baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay, baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Baby, I live my life. Baby, I was born to fly. So let your road to me. Let your road.
Money Monday. Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. September 26, 2011. The point, I think, that got lost in what I was trying to state before the music break was there's a difference between privately held businesses and government agencies and public businesses. I think that was the point. Really, to bring it back again, we were talking about unemployment as it relates to opportunity. And overall, in America, the unemployment rate is about 15% right now. CeeLo was sharing in Charlotte it was about 10%, and in Virginia it was about 10%. I know it's not 10% here in Florida. I want to get that readout before we end tonight. But when you think about opportunity, again, I think it starts with individuals, and it really starts in your mind. Decisions. Some people are able to make good, rational decisions with no problems. And then for others, it's very difficult to make good, rational decisions. If you're not someone who's ever had to make decisions, people have made decisions for you, it's not easy. It's something that you have to practice just like you have to ride a bicycle. Opportunities. If your opportunity came today, would you be prepared? Are you ready? Do you have a plan? That's the topic, Inside Money Monday. Hey, join the conversation with us, 917-889-3926. We got CeeLo live out of Charlotte tonight. Again, 917-889-3926. Toya as well as Domare in transit back to the east from hanging out there out west in Vegas, iHeart Music Festival. Hey, I understand you can log on and check that out. iHeart Music, iHeartRadio.com, and I'm sure you can get it somewhere off that page. CeeLo, what's going on in Charlotte?
I don't know. I haven't been outside.
You haven't been outside. Therefore, you don't know what's going on in Charlotte because you
I know that we're all still alive, and that's all I can verify. I don't know what
great. I'm doing. Well, I'm glad you're still alive.
Right. Like, I think I've had enough. I think my weekend was event-filled enough. Like, I don't need to
What made your weekend so eventful? Please share.
Talk about on the radio at all. At all. Oh, like, yeah,
that is,
at all.
That eventful. That eventful.
That's a one-on-one right there. Like, that's not even a, yeah.
That eventful.
Yes, okay. Like, my friend is who I would need to talk to. You know what I'm saying? Like, not even my partner, my business partner, nothing. Yeah, my friend, that part of you would have to step up on that one. Yeah. But I'll say, you know, we had a birthday dinner for my youngest brother who turned 19. Which the listeners should be familiar with, Boston. And,
no doubt.
And
Boston,
then,
19 years old, that's what's up.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Happy
makes
birthday.
Happy birthday.
No doubt. Happy
and
birthday.
Birthday was Sunday. So there was a birthday party on Saturday. It was a house full of children. Whoa.
That's what's good.
And they had me making funnel cakes. I had never made them before. You know, most of them look like pieces of fish.
The funnel cakes look like pieces of fish.
You know how, like, Captain D's or, like, the battered fish. No, I'm not even going to say Captain. Yeah, no, I'll say Captain D's because it always has that crusty, you know, batter around the edges. Yeah, that's exactly.
But it was a funnel. It was a funnel cake.
Yeah, but guess what? They were good. They were good. Right. And what else? Oh, cotton candy. That's a very interesting process.
Oh, this was for the birthday party.
Yeah, this, but it didn't work out so well.
Too funny.
I can't move my arms the way I used to. It just, it didn't work out. I left it alone. I tried like twice, and it didn't work out. But I had some candy balls. That's what it ended up being. You know, it's supposed to be the big bundle of cotton. No, I ended up with candy balls. It was like a little golf ball of cotton candy. That didn't work out so well.
We always got the new music first, everybody. While CeeLo got the candy, we got the new music. Law Pot of Gold. Have you ever heard that? I don't think I've heard Pot of Gold from Law.
No, but I think it's it might be a bit. It may have be explicit. I'm not sure. It might not.
Well, I don't want to try it. I think we ought to check that out before we go there, as we have a production meeting live. Everybody. I would draw, as you know what, just for jokes. Not jokes like that. Not jokes to be disrespectful.
I don't want to hear no favorites.
But because she was so adamant about it, I'm just gonna pick one, choose one, and you're gonna get a free replay inside Money Monday. Give it up, everybody. It's Lights Out.
On the camera, just a dope picture. Gave me the ball, with intentions to go with it. Don't hate me, it's obvious that the flow did it. And young chef a super pimp, and your hoe did it. I'm cool as a fan in the summertime, with a brand breezy on my arm by the poolside. I'm on my shit like I'm sitting on the towel. Now my ear pouch full of joints, never falling. Big flame, hit the plane, make it life change. Always with the right shoe, with the right frame. Super soft, so it's just a bright spring. This game wasn't smooth, so I ironed like the cream. Now they wishing that they numbered them a call. All beat them to the punch, Mike Tyson. All raw, I won't pass it, so they calling me a ball hoe. Only way they see me if they log on sauce.
This my life, baby. I'm gonna play this thing here out to the credits roll.
And you a simp fam. Plus I got the bubble coop with the rings on it. And that bitch fly like his wings on it.
It's my life, baby. And I'm gonna play this thing here out to the credits roll.
Radio live. Yeah, Money Mondays, of course, and we are talking about opportunity. Are you prepared for your big opportunity, Mr. Hyman? Are you?
I believe I am.
No, I know, but what about the people who didn't hear it?
I believe I am.
And that's good. Believe, achieve, succeed.
No doubt. For me, I've always kind of laid out a plan for myself by years. And I've always laid out 5-year plans. I just actually came into my 5th year of a 5-year plan. That's 2011. And I'm somewhat on track. This was interesting. I'm in the last leg, which is really a serious milestone in the overall plan. But it has been steady progression year over year. And I like to set 5-year plans because, to me, that's practical. You know, long-term is not too long, but short-term, it's not, you know, that short either, you know. Gotta conceptualize, you gotta see yourself in it, and then you gotta, you know, do some research and lay out a real plan. Then you gotta get some people behind your plan, you know. But if you don't see yourself in it, 9 times out of 10, you won't accomplish it. But it starts really with your brain power, you know, decision making skill. You gotta have a made up mind, you gotta make some specific decisions that you want to accomplish some things, you want to be successful, then you got to get in front of people. You got to sell it, you know, because you can't accomplish it by yourself. You say all the time, you know, it's teamwork. You can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. That's so real. You got to get people behind your project. You got to share it. You got to talk about it. You got to get some legs under it, and that's typically not your legs. It needs the legs of other people under it so that it can grow and become, you know, what it's supposed to be. Make sense?
Yeah, of course. You said it.
Well,
I'm like, seriously, I mean, the thing is that people miss opportunities every day, but sometimes it's not a, they're not ready for it, is why they missed it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean it won't come around again, it just may come in a different form.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a millionaire today because I know more of why I'm not a millionaire today in my maturity than ever before, simply because of what you just said. I'm not ready. I'm more ready today than I've ever been, but I still think I have a little bit more to learn when it comes to managing finances, and I've gone through a lot of education. I graduate from one of my finance classes this week. It's my last class. But, you know, I think, you know, we see ourselves in places that we're not prepared for as individuals, including myself. And that's one thing I've learned. You know, I've always chased a dollar. I've always made a dollar. But I am not I'm not that studious when it comes to money. I'm a spender. And I'm learning how to become a saver so that I can be, you know, a better steward of the things that God blessed me with.
Right. Most definitely. That was awesome.
We're talking about opportunity tonight, folks. Opportunity comes in many shapes and forms. Opportunities come often by way of people and relationships. We have opportunities to establish relationships with people often that we don't maximize because we don't like, you know, how they speak. We don't like how they look. We don't like the clothes they wear. We don't like the people they hang out with. We don't like their orientation, you know, because of our phobias. And we're missing out on opportunities that can bless us. You know, they may be gay, but they may have the opportunity. They may have a key to the puzzle that you're missing. And if you can get beyond, you know, that little issue that you have with them, they might be able to help you to get to the next level. You know, that person that you don't like them because they're black. You know, I know you're uncomfortable being around black people because you've never been around black people, but the moment you make that black man your friend is the moment that he can get you in a circle that you didn't have access to. You know, I know that Persian brother, he scares the hell out of you because he reminds you of an Arabian, but you got to learn the difference between an Arabian and a Persian person. You know, I mean, come on, my friends. We got to get over all of this and really walk into the opportunities that are surrounding us. And I'm not preaching, and I'm not being judgmental. I'm just saying, you know, at some point you got to become mature. You got to walk in the wisdom of God, I think. Not even I think. You just got to walk in wisdom.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go back and listen to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Do that. I tell you what. I think that people need to take a lot of people don't take their lives seriously.
Seriously? They don't.
Yeah.
It's
crazy to me because I'm hearing people that they can move as they need to. There's nothing wrong with their limbs, and they don't want to work anymore. But they don't have what they need. They're not in position to do nothing. I don't get it.
What do you mean? What do you mean they don't want to work anymore?
Like, well, yeah. I recently had an encounter with a person who is working. I'm not going to say there's nothing wrong with them. They've been working, I guess, a long time, and they're sick of working, period. And so they want to quit. Now, yes, they're in school. They get money for being in school. But then that's it. I'm like, you can't live off of school money. I mean, maybe, I don't think you can live comfortably off of school money. But I don't know. Like, but that irritates me. Because it's like, all right, there's nothing wrong with you. But you don't want to work. But you want things. And you want to have a certain standard of living. But you're not willing to do anything about it. You want to quit while you have no other option.
How old is this person?
61.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little different. That's a little different. However, we should never give up. But the age of that person could be discouraging to them in more ways than one. We can talk about that on the other side of this. We'll keep this conversation going because I think that's a great point. There is a serious divide right now in our country between the young and the old when it comes to opportunity. We'll talk about that divide right after this. Fool for You, CeeLo Green, you're inside Money Monday.
Nothing.
PM Highway Radio.
Monday, Monday, TM Hammer Radio Live. Hanging out with CeeLo live out of Charlotte here in Tampa, Florida.
Yes.
Money can't buy me love. I think it can, actually.
Well, it depends on who you are.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I think it could buy me a little bit of love.
It depends on what kind of love you're talking about.
Yeah, I think it could buy me a little bit of love. Go ahead.
No. What's funny is that, you know, there are people who out there who, you know, their love can be bought, but it's not even love, really. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get excited about anybody else's money but mine. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't make.
You should.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's mine, I don't expect anybody else to have anything to say, but, you know. I don't want anybody to be around me because of my money.
Right. You shouldn't want anyone just around you for your money.
Right.
But you were about to make a point.
I don't want nobody around me anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Before you went off on my tangent. You were about to make a point before you spun off on my tangent.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead.
I thought you were about to make a point before you spun off on to my tangent.
Oh, no.
Sounded that way.
Well, that's as far as that one went.
Before the break, we were talking about the challenge of older people, and you were speaking of a 61-year-old that really didn't want to work anymore. At one point in this country, at 61, one was prepared for retirement at 65. You know, which was the good life, you know, to be able to get a check and stay home, or, you know, to get a constant check and maybe still work. But that has changed in the landscape of the United States. You can no longer retire at 65. I think the age is now 68. And by the time I turn 68, it may be 102, you know, being that no one's going to be making it to 102 at that point. So you really won't be able to get the benefits that exist today. I don't see how you're going to survive off of unemployment, you know, Social Security, and definitely not school refund checks. You know, but I ask this question, do we feel we are preparing those people who have been out of the workforce for quite some time? Are we preparing them properly for the workforce?
Yeah. When I tell you, I apologize. That was my dad again. He's whispering. He's sorry. I apologize.
No, are we properly preparing those people that are 60 plus that's been out of the workforce?
Well, a lot of them at 62 they can start receiving Social Security. Yeah.
At 62?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought Social Security had been changed from.
Well, what it is that they can take an early one at 62. And then that's just what they get. They won't get an increase at 65. They wait till 65, they'll get their full. Yeah. You can check it out. Yeah.
So, I don't know a lot about Social Security outside of the fact that, you know, I know there have been some changes in the law, and I know that by the time I turn 65, you know, the entire process is probably going to be changed if Social Security exists by the time I turn 65, which
unless
is like, you know, 40 years
checks
from now.
But the thing is until they start stop taking it out of people's checks, it's going to be there. That's why I understand why they keep saying, oh, so we can vote to make Social Security go away. Then that means that'll be more money in the people's pockets. You know what I'm saying? Because the money's taken out of your
pocket. Supposedly, ideally, that's the case. You know, but you know, the way Social Security is right now, and the way they're trying to, you know, invest Social Security. If it's still there, I'll be surprised.
I don't know. We have to see, and hopefully we won't need it.
Hopefully we won't need it. But I don't see it being in play. I don't see it going away without something else coming along to replace it.
Of course, and it'll just be called something else, and they'll still take it out of our check.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So,
that's all they're going to do.
They're always there, but if you change names, I mean, it's the same deal. That's how we evolve as human beings. It's going to always be like that. And this is going to be renamed. You know,
it's Jagged Edge, baby, inside Money Monday, folks. We we're really chopping it up, talking about government opportunity, and really, you know, where you stand. Do you know your status right now? Do you even care? On the other side of this, we'll bring Coop on. Jagged Edge, baby, T of Hama Radio Live.
Girl, don't you know that you really got me gone? Blow my mind all the time. Think about your love. They got nothing on you, baby. It's my baby.
Live, and that was Jagged Edge with Bass. And they're joining us for Money Mondays. We got my man Coop from DC on the line. What's up, Coop?
Ain't nothing much, sitting here watching this football game and listening to y'all talk about Social Security tonight and talking about, well, finances, period.
Okay, so what's your take on this?
My take is, when it comes to Social Security, I think Social Security should be there. And it should be fine because last I read, Social Security owns like almost $3 trillion worth of the U.S. debt, and that money has to be paid back with interest.
Right.
So that $3 trillion that the American taxpayer has bought into that is going to be paid back with interest. And then it's really the Republicans, they start putting all this stuff about Social Security can't make it, this and that and everything, trying to discourage people about Social Security when Social Security is strong. Huh?
I said it's a scare tactic.
Yeah, because, like, one thing that could be done to help improve Social Security is raise the cap. Right now, the cap on Social Security, touchdown. Oh, no. All right, I'm sorry, y'all. Right now, Social Security, I think the cap is at, like, $250,000. If you make more than I think it's $150,000. If you make more than $150,000, every dollar over $150,000, you do not pay Social Security tax on. And experts have already stated that if they were to raise the cap by maybe another $100,000 to another $150,000, Social Security would be fine until way down until the end of this century. At its parent on state. So
They need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I gotta say I'm sorry again, y'all.
No, you're good, bro. I look, I understand. Hey, real football enthusiast there.
Give us a recap.
Give you what?
Give us the sports recap since you hollering touchdown and.
My man, I'm a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan. My man Felix Jones ran down the field for about 30 or 40 yards. I thought he was gone, but he got cut off on an angle by the safety. But that's all right. Uh-oh, here go another good run to the 10-yard line.
Just a hand
flag. Nah, he didn't make it.
We got the live sports cast coming from Coop
and
DB.
We're
not paying you for that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
That's a freebie. You don't have to pay me for that one.
Okay. So who's winning and who's losing?
16 Washington, 12 Dallas. But that's all right. We're going in for a touchdown right now.
So y'all losing?
No, right now we're just preparing to advance. We're not losing. We're preparing to advance.
As a new alternative,
that's a better way of looking at it.
Oh God! All right, look, I'm gonna go to Jason Jet Twain, and I'll check y'all out on the other side of this song.
On the way,
I'm on my way,
down the Love Boulevard.
On the way,
I'm on my way,
down the Love Boulevard.
On the way,
I'm on my way,
down the Love Boulevard.
Where love lies,
love.
Display. I was amazed to see it was paradise, just you and me. The girl in the scene with the girl from my dreams, hope she's the one I need. So I close my eyes, imagine a smile filled with surprise. Wait till I figure out where to drive, cause when I do, I'm coming through. There ain't no doubt in my heart, no, cause real love ain't got no flaws, y'all. On that note, I hopped in my car and found my way to the Love Boulevard. Some old fantasy when she clicks her heels and taps her feet. Matter of fact, she could dance with me to the night through to the lover's
feet.
So I close my eyes, imagine a smile filled with surprise. Wait till I figure out where to drive, cause when I do, I'm coming through. There ain't no doubt in my heart, no, cause real love ain't got no flaws, y'all. On that note, I hopped in my car to find my way to the Love Boulevard.
I'm on my way,
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 WJCT, Muhammad Radio Live. Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. You're inside Money Monday, 917-889-3926. Coop, all the way live from Washington, D.C., CeeLo, live out of Charlotte. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. Hit us up with your perspective on a topic. If opportunity came your way today, would you be prepared? We left you talking about Social Security, the state of the economy inside Money Monday, but you know, the real topic is opportunity overall. Weigh in, 917-889-3926. CeeLo, who was that? Jimmy Jet Plane? What? Jason Jet Plane? That was
Jason. Jason Jet Plane. Love
Boulevard. That was different.
Right?
Yeah, that's all I can say. It's different. Rather unique.
I like his album. Hear more. I think it's only what, like two or three songs up there though. But yeah, he has some nice music.
Jason Jet Plane, be on the lookout. Again, Love Boulevard. Remember, you heard it first right here on TM Hama Radio Live. No entertainment national news tonight, my friends. I know you're so sad. You're sad about it. I understand. I hear you. Back on Wednesday, Hump Day, 10 p.m., followed by the Cypher, 10 p.m. on Friday. 9 p.m. on Sunday, we've moved. We've gone from 7 to 9, and it's no longer an hour. Excuse me, it's no longer 2 hours. It's just an hour on Sunday. So just remember that. Check us out.
Yes, empowerment hour. The dopest hour on Sunday.
Cool. Anybody score yet?
Yeah, we wound up getting a field goal. Score 15-16 right now.
Is that why you yelled and I heard you? I had to close your mic.
Oh, I did yell? Oh, my bad. Oh, no, I was probably.
Yeah, something about a play.
I was getting mad at the play call.
Oh, okay. All right. Just clarification, that's all. I'm not trying to call you out.
Yeah, I get a little bit. You know, I get a little bit out of pocket when it comes to my my sports, especially my football.
No excuse, but whatever. I don't want to hear the excuses, Cooper. I don't mean, no. So, look, right, I'm glad you called in at that time to, you know, give us your perspective. Well, the information that you have, the knowledge that you have about the Social Security status. I mean, but a lot of people don't even think about it. I mean, think about the young people who have no idea what's going on with Social Security and don't care because, oh, well, they're not old enough to, you know, they're not old enough to even have to think about it. It's just like, it's almost, it's preventative maintenance is what you want to be happening, you know. Not just waiting to get to that time. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. That's why you have to take advantage of opportunities. So that, it's like, you have to be more involved in the world to even know what an opportunity looks like.
Yeah, because see, like, when it comes to Social Security is supposed to be there where we're paying for the generation that's using it now, and then the next generation pays for us. That's kind of what it is. You have a set amount you're going to get based on what you put in, but it's like each one, everybody helps out each other. That's what Social Security is based, it really is. It's based off of, but in
but
the meantime,
Social Security.
Yeah, that's why. That's why it is Social Security because it's a social network.
Right, exactly. No pun intended.
But in the meantime, going with the topic that y'all have is like you have to do other things in case things arise where you might have opportunities come up where you can do other things to better your life, but you have to make sure you're prepared to do those type of things.
Right. But a lot of people, they have in mind what they want to do, but, say, for instance, someone who's been attempting to become an artist for 15 years now, and they still haven't made it. Or made it to where they want to be. Do you think they should give up? Or do you think they should, you know what I'm saying, still stay on that path because it's their dream? You know, they're taking advantage of every opportunity, you know, going to showcases, talent shows, you know, doing gigs in a club or, you know, a local club, or even, you know, going on the road.
I think they should. They should. I think they should kind of, I think they should give up. Just to be honest, I think they should give up.
Okay,
if
some, but
is
then
it, it's certain things that you do in life that you might want to do, but sooner or later you've got to go ahead and say, hey, it's time to find another way. And sometimes,
right,
sometimes you have to be able to face reality.
And you're absolutely right. But the point that I'm trying to make is the fact that people don't think about it until it happens to them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Unless they are directly affected, they are not concerned.
Yeah, because it's like I met a guy once, and the guy, he had been, you know, back in the 90s, going to all the Jack the Rapper conventions, trying to get in the rap, doing the street team stuff, working with different big name people, trying to help get this a label off the ground and stuff. And now the guy is in his 40s, where he's still trying to rap. He's buying equipment. He'll come in the money, and he'll go spend $6,000 on equipment, still trying to be the rapper. I mean, I can understand you have a love for the entertainment, but now his son is trying to rap. He shouldn't. The father should not still be trying to rap. He should say, okay, I can't do this. I got to find another way. But he can help with his knowledge that he has developed by seeing what not to do, and lend that to his, give and pass it on to his son. But him trying to still stay in that same lane and wanting to be an artist is not going to happen.
Yeah, it was just a scenario I was throwing out there. But
yeah,
you know, but it's valid though, because it's like with that person is wasting. They're not even paying into Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And where are they going to have to fall on? So it's like when you're wasting your time and not applying yourself or not taking advantage of opportunities, whether it's you're talking yourself out of it or whether your environment doesn't necessarily support your choice of career or what have you. You know how some people, like, if they're surrounded around a lot of negative people and whatever they come to them good, they still down talk it. A lot of people don't move any further in life because of their surroundings. They don't even take advantage of opportunities, even when they know or they can tell, you know, that the opportunity is present. It just goes deeper than just saying take advantage of an opportunity. People have to be put in the mindset of when to take advantage of the opportunity. You have to take that.
You're
time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You have to take the time to.
Yeah,
do that.
And I don't think. And now that you explain it like that, I don't think you even have to be financially ready to take advantage of the opportunity. It might not just be someone coming to you saying, hey, this and that is available, you have this amount of money to do it. It might just be mentally, are you ready? The opportunity might come there. It might be a person saying, hey, it's a job at such and such place, it's a great place, great benefits, you can get this and that. But a person might say, no, I don't want to do this, I'm not going to do it yet. And they just missed the opportunity.
Right. But because 9 times out of 10, they're not mentally ready to take it on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't make anybody ready. They have to make the decision to be ready themselves. They have to be able to step out on their own and, you know, not to be funny, but, you know, never be in anyone's shadow. Like, serious. What are you, TM? Are you not chilling with us now?
Oh. I am here. I'm with you.
Okay. What's your take on?
I'm kind of open, actually.
Okay. Well, this is what we're gonna do then, right? Because I know we're not going to argue all night, and I refuse. So what's going to happen is the universal love piece has has to be played at this point.
The universal what? What'd you say? What did you just say?
No,
it's not something from Lights Out, is it? It's not something from Lights Out, is it?
So what did she just say? Because I wanted to throw me off. I didn't catch what you said.
I don't know. You had to catch it because I have you know, I was listening to the podcast.
Oh my God, man! Long as you don't play no damn more Lights Out, it's all good.
Oh come on, guys!
Hey, I did listen to the show.
Life in you.
WHACTM Hyman Radio Live. Breathe again. That's Jake Styles inside Money Monday. 917-889-3926. 11:31. 29 minutes left in the program. We got Coop hanging out. We got CeeLo hanging out. And I'm here coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. It's been a laid-back Money Monday. We've just been playing the hits, playing the hits, playing those damn hits. And CeeLo took us out with a good one.
Yeah.
We it was lights out for us.
Y'all stop now. It's good music.
Yeah.
The tracks are nice, right?
Yeah.
I gotta give it a chance.
Cool. When you think of opportunity, man, you are a man with upward mobily gainful, upwardly mobile. When you think of opportunity, clearly you are someone who understand opportunity. You've taken advantage of opportunities. What advice would you have for someone really looking for opportunity? What's one of the first things you got to do to prepare for it?
I think you have to have a plan and some type of direction that you're going to go to in, and you've got to stick with it. I mean, you might have to throw some freestyling in there, to make adjustments on it, but just stick with it. And
uh-huh.
Your shots are going to come, but you got to be prepared for your shots when you get them.
Uh-huh. And that's pretty much
It's not going to be like winning the lottery.
It's not. I mean, I like what you just said, too, because you said you got a plan. We've been talking about a plan, but you said you got to freestyle a little bit. So expound upon that when you say you have to freestyle a little bit outside of the plan.
You can't have blinders on. You know how you ever seen a horse and they got the blinders on so they don't look evil, don't look to the right or to the left. They just stay focused straight ahead. You can't just say, I'm just going to go here and I'm going to take the straight line. You might have to zigzag a little bit to get there.
That's right. And, I mean, folks, if you fall, if you fail, fail forward. Fall forward, get up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Get the lesson out of it. Don't be afraid to fail. I mean, yes, there's a lesson in your failure. There's a lesson and an opportunity. But be willing to adjust. Just as Coop said, you got to be able to vibe and weave. Because sometimes it's not going to go the way you anticipate. You got to be able to shift with the times, and shift with the wind.
A lot of people freak out when their plan doesn't go, when their plan doesn't go as planned. Don't freak
mm-hmm.
out. I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's not. You can always move forward from things. Sometimes, certain situations may happen where you have to sit down and reevaluate and then let that be it. Don't beat yourself up if you're not exactly where you want to be. I personally advise people to not put, days, years, stuff like that on their goals, because the thing is that adds pressure, but it's not always a positive pressure. And a lot of people, someone who's resilient, yeah, that could work for them. But someone who takes rejection hard, someone who is, not confident in where they lose all confidence once their plan hasn't gone the way they wanted it to go, because it's not by the list. Well, this wasn't in my list to happen. Some people don't know how to respond to adversity. And when you're trying to take advantage of an opportunity or whatever, sometimes it requires being risky. I mean, taking chances or whatever. Okay,
absolutely. No, absolutely. I think risk has everything to do with opportunity. And often success or failure. There's this thing called calculated risk. Now, you don't want to just make risk, you're making them.
You know what I mean? You have to have some insight. You have to be able to have made, you know, looked at the pros and the cons in the situation. You know, but calculated risk isn't always a bad thing. Risk, you got to be able to count up the cost. But, you know, it's about opportunity, and it's about going for it. Don't be afraid to fail, though. Don't be afraid to fall flat on your face, because guess what? You never know if you don't try.
Yeah.
Hey, and to expand on what CeeLo was saying about how some people getting frustrated, I saw a guy once that interviewed for a new position at his job, and he interviewed for it, did all right, but didn't get the position. And when he found out he didn't get the position, the guy got so frustrated that he was walking around upset, and he let everyone know how upset he was. And you don't think that's going to – those type of things can come back to haunt you, because word gets around that, hey, he didn't get his way this time, so he was upset. He let it be known, and you screw yourself doing stuff like that.
Right.
It's true. It's true. As a hiring manager, as a hiring director, I mean, your attitude determines your altitude, and we've heard it all our lives. You know, your attitude determines your altitude. It's okay. I think the humanistic aspect of us said, damn, I'm disappointed. I'm frustrated. You know, my feelings hurt. You know, I work hard. They gave it to somebody else. Those are normal feelings. But guess what? You can't wear your emotions on your sleeve in a professional environment. Go home and cry. But you don't act out like a fool on the job, you know, and show them that you're not a good sport. Because guess what? Your attitude determines your altitude. We'll be right back after this.
Come on, defense. Come on, defense.
Let's work. Don't stop. Let's rock. Let's work. me like Joe to see. So how you not notice me? Pull up to the club in the coldest V. Literally cold. Little did he know how that did he flow. How that did he go so hard like a crowbar, still getting dough. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Yeah, I like this.
Come on. Can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Nothing can save you.
Yeah. Oh, it's that dirty
money. Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
Bringing a tent.
I'm gonna bring a tent.
Oh, okay.
You can take the front or the backyard. Doesn't matter.
We're going to call it a cabana.
All right, now. That'll work best in the backyard, yeah. Yeah. Bring extra padding. Yes, it's very rocky back there. It's like a hiking trail in a small scale. Really. Yeah. $1,000. Well, it's still $1,000 for the weekend.
Yeah, and people, she's going to have, like, cruise buffet-style food and everything, you know, all day long.
What? Think of the joke. You got cookout right up the street.
Cookout right up the street.
Yeah, cookout. It's a, it's almost like a, let's see, a rallies. It's almost like rallies.
Oh, wow.
They got the, they have the, they have the bomb shakes. Milkshakes are like that.
The milkshakes are good. The barbecue sandwiches are good. The chicken sandwiches are good. It's called the cookout. But
wow.
So it has like cookout style food.
That's
really
what's good.
Good.
Who has, that's what's good. 71 degrees in Norfolk, VA right now. 77 degrees in Miami. Regardless of where you are in the world, you're in tune to TM Hama Radio Live. 11:48 inside this Money Monday, September 26th. Hey, the holidays are on the way. Right after Halloween coming up.
My birthday.
It is Thanksgiving, my friends. Got your costume already picked out? Or are you saying to hell with the goons and the goblins, and are you having a safe harvest event at the church? That's the best thing cracking, really. Don't trust the candy and stuff coming from these fools out here. They're not showing the kids love like they should. We got some strange people in the world. Protect your kids. Protect your kids.
Yeah, but instead of giving candy, you should, like, gift certificates or, like, you know, something for food.
Protect the kids. Protect the kids.
Yeah, don't give them candy. Give them gift cards.
Protect the kids. It's 11:49. let's get into this joint. I don't know what this joint is, but let's get into it. We'll be right back, everybody. TM Hama Radio Live.
Baby's missing. I can't seem to get you out of my brain. Somebody stop this room from spinning. Oh, I think I'm going just a little bit. I keep playing these thoughts over in my head.
Can't break the chain that you took me in.
This medication ain't working. Honestly, my symptoms worsen.
Coming.
Monday, we got 6 minutes left in the show. If you missed it, you can always check out the podcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is
yeah, I like that song too. Who was that?
You do? Good deal.
Who was that?
That was Fame. Psycho.
Fame. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, Fame, actually, support Fame, folks. Before we get out of here, we'll get that other joint on, Fame, to close out the show. Pretty talented dude out of NYC. Log on to www.famethehybrid.com. You can log on to datpiff.com and download the hybrid. The hybrid season from Fame.
Right.
Support him.
That's a cool. Oh, look.
Wednesday, inside Hump Day, we got Avery Smith stopping past with that new 106 and Park joint. He's taking past 106 and Park on Wednesday, and he's going to stop past here and talk to us. He got Inked Up. I believe that's the joint dropping on 106 and Park this week.
Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, y'all check that out. And don't forget to check us out on Friday. 10 p.m. as well. You have any closing remarks? Because we're going to rock out with this Fame court.
I have one. Y'all were talking about can money buy you love, and you all probably already know this. Oprah can buy my love. I've been saying this for a while. I didn't get the chance to elaborate on this, but, you know, Oprah is my boo. So...
I'm going to make that happen for you, Coop. Who's your friend? I'm going to make that happen. And if she don't leave Stedman for you, that's on you, homeboy. But I'm going to work that out for you.
Set that up.
That's right, because I won't mind being Mr. Oprah, you know. This is one lady on the Food Network. I forget what her name, but I don't know why it is. But it...
good night. Whatever y'all do, do it well.
Do it well. Believe, achieve, and maximize the opportunity. The Food Network.
All day.
Ego on swole, money obese, Bentley on spur, girls on me, them boys what it is, I'm what it's gonna be, you staring at the future, ESP, the space starts deep, so the tab gonna be high, bottles on deck, make your baby say ah, standing on your couches, screaming we up in this, go for the night, it's, I ain't driving, stumbling my sentences, telling chicks they haven't seen, from the look I estimate, I'm indefinite, mileage make the best of it, bring your friend too, and y'all can share this deep, cause that's what friends do. Alcohol sparkles all the time. You ain't shining in the club cause your table next to mine. And it's the type of attitude that get them all the time. Cause they all love a young getting this shine.
Yeah, I can make you fall in love with me. one I can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want read. Now that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making bottles fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Cause take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. We don't do the ball, VIP escort, we don't hear y'all. Say it with your chest more, supposed to be hard. What you need a vest for, nigga, this head, tear your motherfucking chest off. Why every hatin' ass nigga always gotta make it something, and the shit be over nothing. Swear you motherfucker something, so I come with the assumption. Reason you huffin' and puffin', cause the chick that you be lovin' be on my dick and she cuffin'. She should give me $20, give me $20. Can't see I'm the truth or just your motherfucking eyelids. Excuse me, little nigga, but this section here private. Now take your fly ass out my muff cockpit. Only room for space stars and couple bad. And we ain't got no time for a bunch of mad. Man, just give up your email. Save me all the details. You ain't trying to lose, nigga. You ain't acting like
you
feel.
I can make you fall in love with me.
Talk radio show.